chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount Plus.
This episode of All I Want for Christmas Is This podcast is brought to you by the TV Guide Podcast Network and Survivor Brothers, the ultimate unofficial podcast. Join TV Guide Survivor superfans Fox Van Allen and Lance Cartelli every week as they dig deep into season 39 of the hit CBS competition reality TV show Survivor. You'll get interviews with your favorite Survivor castaways, strategy deep dives, unique insights, and more. It's the perfect way to keep up with Survivor 39 Island of the Idols, so subscribe to Survivor Brothers, the ultimate unofficial podcast from TV Guide now, wherever you stream your podcasts. Season's greetings and welcome to TV Guide's All I Want for Christmas Is This podcast. I'm your host, Julia Lechner, and I'm jingle bell rocking into your podcast feeds every Tuesday and Thursday this holiday season with new episodes. And today I am joined by a super special guest. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Very grateful to have Candace Cameron Bure in the studio today. Thank you so much.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. That was the cutest little intro. I love everything you said.
I've been in the holly jolly spirit since before Halloween, as we were talking about before the show. And I'm so happy to have you here because some of you guys out there, you don't decorate until after Thanksgiving. You've been waiting. So now is your time. This is the weekend, everybody.
Tis true.
Yeah. So you have your latest Hallmark original. You've been in 20 plus Hallmark films. And now your eighth holiday Hallmark film comes out this weekend, Christmastown. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the movie?
I would love to. So I play a character named Lauren who is moving to start a new chapter in her career, and she happens upon a little town called Grandin Falls in the middle of her journey, and it's also known as Christmastown. And we learn that Lauren grew up in the foster care system. She lost her mom and dad when she was a little girl, and so she's never had a family. And when she comes to Christmastown, she meets all the people there, and for the first time, the community feels like family to her. And she also meets a very, very handsome man played by Tim Rozon, and he is fostering a 9-year-old boy. So you can kind of make the connections there. Lauren just loves this town, and seeing foster children and adoption is very close to her heart. So that's what this movie focuses on.
Yes. And this movie, I did get a sneak peek, you guys. Don't be jealous. It's a bit of a tearjerker. I won't say it's a sad movie because it's not. I guess just my heart felt very full watching it. Like if you watch a Hallmark movie and you want to have those like happy holiday tears, this is a movie that will get you in that place.
Yeah, some of the movies over the years that I've done have a little more comedy to them, like last year's A Shoe Addict's Christmas and Switched for Christmas, and this one has a little more heart to it.
Yes, and you mentioned Tim, your co-star. He's new to the Hallmark family, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, this was his first one.
Yeah, so how did you take him under your wing a bit as a holiday movie expert?
Well, he was a good sport because he actually said, let me know what I need to do if there's anything else that stands out. And it's always nice to work with a fun person like that and someone who's open as an actor. So there were some moments when it was like, okay, this is the Christmas tree lighting moment, or this is the Christmas tree decorating moment, and it's everything. So it's going to be a montage and have as much fun. And he was just up for all of it.
Yeah, don't eat too many cookies because we'll be eating a lot of cookies during this montage. And you did mention this film touches on fostering adoption, which, as I mentioned, kind of will bring some tears to viewers' eyes while they're watching because it's such a beautiful storyline that you have in this film. I understand you have some personal connections to the themes that are touched on in this movie. How did you select being in Christmastown, and how did it speak to you personally as an actress working on this film?
Yeah, I read through several scripts, and this was the one that stood out to me the most and I loved. My parents were foster parents when we were all older, but they fostered two girls who we are still very close with. with, and they are young women now and have graduated college, and it's wonderful. So having seen my parents and be a part of the foster care system over the years was special for me, as well as my brother, and many of my friends have adopted children in their lives. So there's just something about it that is very special, and I loved putting the spotlight on that for Christmastown this year.
Yeah, this is very much a movie focused, although you did mention there's a romance, I think even more focused maybe on the formation of family in this
exactly.
film, which is really beautiful.
Yes, there is some romance, but that's not the focus of this film.
Mm-hmm. Well, in some of the film's lighter moments, I did mention some cookie eating, there's some snowball fighting. You've had the chance to do kind of everything people would wish to do through all your Hallmark holiday movies.
Yes.
Is there something maybe you haven't done yet that is a dream on the list?
Oh, goodness.
Of Christmas movie moments.
Let's see. I actually haven't skied in a Christmas movie. I've done cross-country skiing in Let It Snow, but I actually haven't done downhill skiing, and I feel like I would really love to do that. But I've done everything from, like, the sleigh rides to the Christmas trees, baking cookies, snowball fights, Christmas tree lighting. What else? I haven't done ice sculpting. I don't think I want to do that, though.
Yeah, you've done two very specific genres, which I've called out on the podcast before, as people know. I love movies where people time travel, and then you wonder how the two folks can end up together if they're from different eras, as well as watching two identical people having to keep swapping spaces because
yes.
you wonder when they'll be found out, which are very specific genres, and you've already mastered both of them.
I have. I don't know if I've mastered them, but I've done them. Those were two of my favorites.
I love it. All right, we're going to throw to a quick break, and we'll be right back with Candace Cameron Bray right after this.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe.
I'm a survivor.
I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
And we are back. You are listening to TV Guide's All I Want for Christmas Is This podcast. Candace, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. I'm projecting on you with this question. But as the reigning queen of Christmas, which is what you are often referred to, in my mind, I've built up that you must be a Christmas expert. Like, I just assume that you have perfectly constructed gingerbread homes in your house and that you must have secret ingredients for all your cookies. And again, I'm putting that on you. That is not fair to do. However, is there something our fans might be surprised to hear that you have some room for improvement in the Christmas season? Are you not a perfect gift wrapper?
Actually, that is the one thing I'm pretty good at is gift wrapping.
I need a tutor. Okay.
But no, I'm like, how much do you want the fantasy to continue to live in your mind? Because the reality is I really do love everything Christmas, but I am inundated with Christmas all year long. So when it comes to my personal Christmas, I like to keep it very simple. I don't want to be overwhelmed. I love the sounds of Christmas. I love the music. I love the smells of Christmas. I love lighting candles. Of course, I live in Los Angeles, so I don't normally have a cold winter. Mm-hmm. So I love those, you know, Fraser fir scented candles. And then my decorating style is very minimal at home, which does lead into my home and decor line, Simply Christmas, that debuted this year. But I actually bake very specific cookies at Christmas time that I love that recipe has not been shared because it's my mom's family. It's my mom's recipe, and there's only like five of us in the family that know that one. But that's actually the cookie I make consistently, although I have lots of other recipes for Christmas cookies, but I don't make them that often. I just make the chocolate chip lace ones the most.
The classics.
Yeah.
Once you come up with a specialty, people are always going to ask for the same cookie every year.
Exactly. If you do what you do best. And what else? I kind of forgot the question, but what I guess the whole point was just that I'm more minimal when it comes to Christmas in my home. And I do a lot of the things myself, but I think if you walked into my home, you would be surprised that it doesn't look like a Hallmark movie, only because it's much more simple. But let me tell you, if I look at something, I can tell you exactly how I think it should be to look like a Hallmark movie because they do it so well. But when you think of the amount of people that are putting the decor up in these Christmas films, you have dozens of hands working on something. And I am just myself. It's just me. I literally am the one who hangs the Christmas lights outside of our home each year. As much as I try to get my husband to help, not bagging on him. He does lots of other things, but I'm the one that puts the lights up on the house all by myself with my ladder up there, and I just do it.
Yeah, the films set such a beautiful picture, and I'm in Los Angeles as well, so you really live vicariously through these Hallmark Christmas movies, and Christmastown especially, a beautiful downtown, there's snow on the ground, the Christmas cafe that they're at all the time eating cookies is exactly what you want it to be, multiple Christmas trees everywhere, so there is definitely that Hallmark look that you see in the movies, and it's hard to do at home.
It is hard, again, because there's a lot of professionals working on it. So I always encourage people, you know, take what is the best from what you see, but make it yours and don't feel like you have to compete with it. That's what I'm all about.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to take one more quick break and we'll be right back after this.
On May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.
And we are back. You're listening to TV Guide's All I Want for Christmas Is This podcast. And Candace, I know next week, not only do you have Christmastown premiering Sunday, December 1st, you also have the fifth and final season of Fuller House on Netflix on December 6th. And we're going to see more episodes of that coming up. I'm sure this is a very bittersweet time for you. Can you tease for our fans a little bit about what they can expect with Fuller House's new episodes that are coming?
Yes, I would love to. I think our fifth and final season is a great one. And there's lots of heart, lots of love. You will need the tissues for this season because there are some more, even more heartfelt moments that play the sweet little violin music over those scenes than some of the previous seasons. But of course, there's lots of laughs. And it's all about family this year. And you really see where all the relationships go. And as far as DJ is concerned, she's being mom to her three kids. And she is with Steve. Like her and Steve, high school sweethearts, they are finally together, and it's, you know, that's it. And I love that. And then we see Stephanie and Jimmy, where their relationship, they've had a baby and they have marriage on the way. And there's just a lot I can't share, but there's a lot of family fun in there.
Yeah, I know I'm a lifelong viewer as well. I am Michelle's age, so I grew up with DJ kind of being like a pseudo big sister when I would watch Full House. So it's just so emotional having the final season finally come. What's it been like having the opportunity to revisit that character as an adult and as a mother, and also to get to see Jody and all of your friends kind of like in grown up versions of their roles?
It's honestly probably the best gift in my career, like of a lifetime, to be able to get to play DJ Tanner again and see where she, what's become of her and where she's at as an adult. And I love her. There's lots of similarities between DJ and Candace, but DJ is just a little bit more controlling. She's even goofier than I am. And as an actress, it's really fun to be able to play that. She's like the extra version of Candace.
Yeah.
but I also feel like she's my best friend too. And she's someone I'm never going to forget. She's really a huge part of my life, as are Jody and Andrea and the characters that they play, because I know it's all a TV show and it probably sounds ridiculous to some of the people listening to this, but they've been a part of my life for 30 years, so they feel very real to me. And even though there are words that are written on a script and we memorize them as lines, so many of those words feel very, very real to us as people and within our relationship. So this show means a whole lot to us, more than it probably should.
No, I'm excited too. I always debate too, like, do you watch one episode at once? Do you save them up and binge it? Like, what, you know, what viewing experience do you want to have when you watch it? So it's cold outside, guys. You should be watching Christmas Town this weekend. You're getting new Fuller House. There's no reason to go outside in this gloomy
weather.
Yeah,
no reason. Just stay glued in your television
and watch TV. All right. So I wanted to ask you one more question. We were actually fortunate enough to have Jody on the show recently, and I was very surprised to hear that she and I share a favorite holiday movie. But beyond your Hallmark films that you do, I'm sure you probably watch some different things when the kids are at home. What is an annual rewatch for you guys? What's a holiday movie that when the kids are home, you want to have on the TV in the background?
We always watch Elf. That is our movie, our family movie every year. I can watch it throughout the year. I can't get enough of Elf, and my kids love it also.
That is a classic.
Yeah,
that's a great choice.
The movie. What's yours and Jody's?
Well, Elf is up there. It is A Muppet Christmas Carol.
That doesn't surprise me. Now I get it. Yes, Jody is all about
Muppets. As Scrooge, I did goad her into saying she now wants to be a Christmas Muppet in a future Hallmark movie. So I'm putting it out there again, everyone. Puppet Jody Sweetin. The people are waiting.
That is so funny. Trust me, it's not the first time she's talked about it.
All right. So she's trying to make it happen. I support this. All right, Candace, is there anything else that you'd like to tell our fans before we let you go on this Thanksgiving episode ahead of Christmas Town coming out this Sunday?
My goodness. Well, I don't know. Just have a very happy Thanksgiving and enjoy your family and good food and friends. That's what we're going to be doing. But thanks for listening. And I do hope that you enjoy Christmas Town this Sunday.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Candace. You have been listening to TV Guide's All I Want for Christmas Is This podcast. Make sure you tune in this Sunday, December 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern for Christmas Town. I know I'll be watching. And also Fuller House Season 5 premieres on Netflix on December 6th. And until next time, happy holidays.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.